Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. So this week, we are up and running. I was a bit nervous when I first tried to connect. It gave me another error code, but we were successful in working that out. And so things should run quite smooth as usual for the show today. I want to thank you for listening. And for those of you who have called in or are calling in or would like to call in, the number to call is 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. And you can call in and wait in the queue to have your question answered or receive a spot reading. And as you know, for those of you who have been here before, that we offer a topic or take a question of the week and cover that first in the first 15 minutes. And today is no exception. And we will have a topic, and the topic will be visitations and premonitions. So that's what we'll be talking about. For those of you who have been seeking information, seeking growth, for those of you who are practicing, working on your spiritual path, and would like more information, I'd like to remind you that Lilydale does offer classes all year round now, and they're being held by Zoom right now, but you can register, you can go online and register for the classes and events that are occurring in March, particularly. And visit lilydaleassembly.org/learn, and it pulls up a calendar of everything that's being offered. So I encourage you to do that. Quite a few interesting topics that are being offered this month. There's a development circle with Celeste Elliott every Friday, and there's Revolutionary Sisters, Foundations of Modern Spiritualism. So learn more about spiritualism. That's March 7th. Let's spend an hour with Susan B. Anthony. For those who don't know the history of Susan B. Anthony, it's quite fascinating. Lilydale was the very first place that Susan B. Anthony spoke, and at the time, she was the very first woman to publicly speak. Women were not allowed to speak in public. I hear she was scheduled to speak at Chautauqua, and they did not allow her because she was a woman. And Lilydale said, sure, come on over. And that's March 13th. So I invite you to check that out. Meet your spirit loved ones on March 14th and learn genealogy techniques. Find if there's spiritualists in your family. That will be happening on March 20th. And discovering the sound of your truth, also being offered on March 20th. On the 21st is a roundtable discussion on obtaining a foundation grant for a 501c organization if you're someone who's interested in starting an organization of your own. And then finally, also on the 21st, healing sounds for the spring equinox. So I invite you to check those out and register for any that you might be interested in. That's lilydaleassembly.org. All right. Thanks again for listening. I'm Sharon Hill, and this is Media Monday. For those of you who are interested in checking me out, you can visit my website at revsharonhill.com or check out my Facebook page, which is now live for these events and other events, and that is Rev Sharon Hill at fourthstreetmedium.com. Okay, so getting to the topic of the week. And really, we were going to do this last week when we weren't able to get connected. So it's a carryover from last week, but it's still very pertinent. And I think back to my own time of development. And, you know, in the beginning, when I was just learning, I would get so much information in my sleep, in my dreams, in my sleep. And I've come to find out that is quite common for many people. And I believe the reason for that is that if it's too unnerving, we can't settle, or it's unnerving, or we don't know how to make the link in present time, it's safe to get it in our sleep. And so spirit can visit us there. And that often happens. And I'm sure that many of you have had a visitation from a spirit loved one. They're those dreams that seem like the person was actually there. And the person in most likelihood was actually there. That's how vivid they are. When we have the feeling that, oh, wow, you wake up and you go, wow, I had a dream about, and it felt like they were there. That's really one of the indicators. That's how you know. And also what they might say. Sometimes they just make you aware they're visiting. Sometimes they have something to say. In my own life, I'll never forget, I was at the University of Toledo, freshman there in college, and I woke up and I went, wow, only the second time in my life I've dreamt about my father. And he had come to me dressed in his usual work clothes, minus the jacket, but he had on a white shirt and dress slacks, and he was standing there, and he looked at me, and he said he was sorry. And it was just the most odd sensation. And I'm like, wow, I had a dream about my dad. And it was healing because of what he said. He had actually come to apologize for the role that he played in my life. And then, but I couldn't shake the feeling. And then it wasn't too long after, you know, we're talking within a half an hour, I got the call, you know, that he had passed. And I knew that it was a visitation, that he had literally visited me and made an amend to me in the course of his transitioning on in the next life. And many people have experiences. Sometimes they come through to let us know they're okay. Sometimes they come through with information that they didn't share. And when they were here, they, oops, forgot. So all kinds of reasons that they come, mostly to let us know they're there or to make an amend, to let us know that, in fact, we are loved and that life goes on, that the consciousness does continue after the event we call death. And so that's very, very significant. So those are visitations, and they happen a lot like dreams. Now, of course, there are the visitations that mediums and other people, when they least expect it, you may see a spirit in your waking life. Those are visitations too. They're visiting, but we don't call them such. We usually say then, oh, I saw a spirit. Okay, so it's just a matter of the language we're using and how we're using it. It is the same, but most people don't have the ability to see spirit in their regular waking life. And it's always startling and significant, surprising, if you will, when it happens. And, you know, many people have that experience who are not mediums, who are not developing spiritually. It is a very common occurrence. The challenge is they can't repeat it. We can't will that. It's spirit coming to visit us. And so it's important then to learn and understand about these things so that we know what's going on and understand the context. Usually we're just startled, surprised, and then it begins us thinking or wondering. We become very curious. And then that starts a whole another adventure then into the world of learning about our spiritual self and our spiritual walk and our spiritual life, and the life of the spirit that has transitioned, and the dimensions that exist in the spiritual world. So just a piece of information, something you might want to think about, and shoot me a message. Now, I can't see the Facebook comments right now because we're on the radio. However, I will get them after the show. So if you've had an experience, you want to share that, please do. I will read the comments after the show. and make my comments back. All right. The other piece of today's topic, I want to talk about our premonitions, because they also often happen in the dream time. And while they do happen in waking time, most often they happen in our dream state. It's where you had a dream that something was going to happen, and then it actually did. And some people prophesy their death, and that's sad. So whether we listen to the premonitions, and this is such a challenge because we don't know if we're given information. We don't know if it's literal or metaphoric. We don't know whether we need to take heed to it to an extreme degree or not. And so this is always a challenge, both for people who are new and people who are not at all studying spiritually. They'll get premonitions too. Oftentimes, many people have dreams that come true. And so what happens is over time, you have the dream and then you see, oh my gosh, that came true. And then we begin to say, oh no, I had a dream, I'm afraid it'll come true. Or I had a dream, I hope it'll come true. So learning to understand, much like visitations, the difference between the dream and the visit, between the dream and the premonition, and then knowing whether or not to heed that premonition. I have an acquaintance, actually a colleague, and she was on an airplane, and all of a sudden, you know, her premonition, she got a horrible premonition, and she demanded to get off the plane. And of course, the whole plane had boarded already. They were preparing for takeoff, and they wouldn't allow her to exit. And she just almost went hysterical, needing to get off the plane, such so that the pilot decided to have the plane checked before they took off, because she was making such a fuss about the premonition she was having. And sure enough, in that investigation, taking a look at the mechanics of the plane one more time, they did find a problem. So, you know, learning to trust your premonitions and taking action at when it's appropriate, because that certainly saves an awful lot of trouble that day. And she was not at all, she was sure. So learning to work with your intuition, your premonition, all these things, it really is about learning to know when you're sure, when you can trust it and when you can't. It's all about the trust factor. So whether it's a visit and the information is significant, and it's always significant, but we don't know how to apply it. Whether it's a premonition and we need to take heed the warning, or take action in positive ways. Sometimes, you know, you may get the one that says, buy the lottery ticket. And if you listen to the premonition, you may just be the winner. Now, we don't work like that or give that information, but certainly, you know, every individual, the spirit of themselves, has this connection, and learning to understand, learning to talk and communicate with it, learning to know when it's spirit live or just a dream. You know, these are very important things. Learning whether it's the conscious, superconscious, or subconscious. This is what learning is all about. So I invite you to think about your experiences, and I invite you to follow through and find places where you might be able to work and develop more your own intuition, your premonitions. You know, the law of attraction says we're all creating our own reality. So knowing what we're creating or intentionally creating, and taking the guidance as it comes along those lines. So that is our topic for today. And again, you can check out classes being offered all year round at lilydaleassembly.org/learn. And you can certainly check out my website at revsharonhill.com. So thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. I am one of the mediums with the show. We also have Celeste Elliott, Wake Up the Spirit, I think on Thursdays, I believe. You'll have to double check on that. We have Wednesdays with Willow, Wednesday morning at 10, Angie App, and we have John White. And so there are many of us with shows, and you can check that out by going to Blog Talk Radio, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, and check out all of the programs that are available through there as well. So there's always an opportunity for you to learn and grow. Isn't it wonderful? And, you know, I hope for you that you are encouraged and that you will seek those opportunities, because life will never be the same, and it's wonderful. That takes us to the message portion of the show. You can call in and ask your question or receive a spot reading. The number to call in is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And for today's first caller, I would like to speak with the telephone number ending in 7843. 7843, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. And did you have a question? Or would you like a spot reading? You have a question?
A spot reading? A spot reading. Spot reading.
Spot reading for Karen from Chicago. Oh, my heavens. I'm seeing animals. You like animals, but I also have a feeling that you visit someone who has a dog and that you might not necessarily have one of your own. Is that correct?
Yes, he passed away this summer, but I don't know anyone that, I mean, my boyfriend has a dog, but I really don't see that dog too much. But
okay.
Yeah.
So you would understand the message then. I'm going to bring your dog. This looks like a lap dog, not a big dog, but a lap dog. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And the first thing that comes through, isn't that? Wow. And so you petting it. It loved to be petted. Loved to be petted. And it's showing itself a memory with you sitting and holding it and petting it. Okay, so that's the very first thing too for you. I want to say you have very lovely energy, so I'd be surprised if things aren't working well in your life. I do have a feeling that you're looking back or thinking about going back to something or back over something or revisiting something. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm going to visit my old neighborhoods because I'm going to be looking for an apartment. My building was just sold, so I'm going to look in the old areas I used to live in. Yes.
Thank you. So you absolutely understand what they're talking about. And I have a really warm feeling with this, because those were good times for you. You loved the old neighborhood. And I feel really good with this move. Okay. I also feel that there were a number of obstacles that kept occurring in your life currently that have helped you kind of be ready to go. Right. You understand, not just selling the building, but this is been working up to it. You understand?
Yeah. Yes. Some damages that were in the building. Yes. Yes. Noisy neighbors. Yes.
I'm also aware of a mother to you, and I do believe your mom's still living. Is that correct?
Yes. She's with me here.
Okay. I have her mother. This would be your grandmother, who is in the spirit world. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Coming through and telling you that everything's going to be all right. So I know you're a bit of a worrier. You worry about your mom, and you worry about how things are going to work out. All right? And she's letting you know that everything's going to be just fine, honey. All right?
Okay. Yes.
So I will let you know that. And you come from very good stock. Your grandma's absolutely lovely. Your mom's lovely as well as you. So no worries. Go forward with you. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. For our next caller, we want to speak with the telephone number ending in 8947. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Good morning. This is Miranda. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Miranda.
Thanks for taking my call.
Miranda from New Jersey. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, Medium Monday. Did you have a question, or would you like a spot reading?
I'm considering doing some volunteer work, and I'm wondering what you see around this. Like, I've put in some applications, and I'm haven't really heard back. They're sort of I don't know.
Yeah,
it's slow and
it was very interesting because as soon as you said you were thinking of doing some volunteer work, they showed me the Salvation Army, and I don't think that's where you applied. Is that correct?
No, it's not. No.
Correct. So I'm taking that as a message. I did not feel that it was literal, but I do feel that it's a significant message. So it's kind of like the Salvation Army does their good deeds, goodwill, and charity. Okay. And it's interesting looking to volunteer, but it doesn't mean in any sense that you're as someone who's in need of charity. Do you understand? And so
even
with some of the opportunities you may be offered, you want to pick and choose what you'd like to do in your areas of strength. So what I'm telling you is not to allow your, you understand, right? I don't have to go into it.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
So, and that will be significant because I feel this might be an issue coming up from what they're showing me. And that at the same time, you do have to prove yourself, right? Even if you're volunteering. I do feel you're quite capable. I feel that you have a niche, a place where you'd like to be. Okay. So, and they're saying keep pursuing it. I have a lady here and she's being a cheerleader. She's on dad's side of the family and she feels like she would have been a grandmother who would have passed a bit earlier in life. Does that make sense to you?
A bit earlier. No, both my grandmothers passed, you know, like at an elderly age, like a decent.
Okay, then would you, and she's showing herself as a cheerleader. Now, she is older, so, I mean, I don't feel, you know, she's not young, but she's showing herself a lot of cheerleader energy for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I would like to think they're supportive.
Yeah, well, and think about her personality, too. Your mom's mom
was a bit
quieter, okay, not the cheerleader type. All right.
You're absolutely right. Yes.
But that mom, boy, she would be rooting for you all the way, and she is. So, you know, keep the faith and keep doing what your dreams are. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege. Hey, next caller, telephone number ending in 8860, 8860. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Amala?
Yes, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What a unique name. And where are you calling from?
Yeah, it is. So my question, I have been going back and forth with this twin flame energy. I know it is. It's been 3 years, honestly, this coming May. And I now just keep on, it's like it doesn't have to, you don't have to be near the person. I am like dreaming of him again. And I haven't, he lives 10 minutes away and I haven't seen him since July. So I'm just wondering what you feel for that. Like, what's going on in the next few months with that?
Okay, there are two pieces of this. And you're dreaming. This is interesting because this comes into today's topic. So is it a dream or a visitation? Sometimes we can travel in our sleep. It definitely is a dream. And what your guides are telling me, actually, is that there's unfinished business between the two of you. Now, I don't feel you're together. Okay, and I feel that that's intentional. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So we're not going to be together. It's just unfinished business that I need to take care of.
You are broken up at this stage. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't see that changing. What I see is that there's unfinished business. And if your paths cross again, it would be for the reason of closure. Okay, and so you are trying to bring closure in the way of understanding, and it's difficult, challenging, when we aren't the ones who want things to end. We still have to find a way to make peace, right? And so your subconscious in the dream state is what they're showing me, is working on that, and whether you have visitations in the dream state for the reasons of bringing peace and closure. I do not see the two of you what in the future may be friends, but I don't see you back together. You do share a unique connection, that I will validate for you. It's as if you've known them all their life and they you.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean you should be together in this life. Okay.
Okay. So do you feel like I'm going to meet like the love like that I'm supposed to after this? Like, do you feel anything? Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I'm not at all concerned about your relationship life, except you do need to bring closure or you will not have a successful relationship because you'll be bringing the past into the present and using that relationship to work out things that have nothing to do with that relationship. So I'm going to encourage you to do your own work right now. And the sooner you do it, the better you'll be. I do see that if you're successful here, if you really do your work by June, you'll be free and clear. And I do see some wonderful opportunities at least coming for you. All right.
Okay. Thank you. That was really wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege.
Well,
all right. We wish telephone number ending in 7335. Who am I speaking with, please?
It's Marianne. It's from the Virgin Islands.
Marianne from the Virgin Islands, and I hope you have a question.
I need to move real soon, and I'm not sure where to go at the moment. Do you have any insight on that?
Okay, they're giving you two times of the year here, August and November, which is interesting. I feel you're going to go somewhere temporarily. And if it's warranted, there may be an issue of insurance coming up in the short term or a temporary stay somewhere, okay? And I do feel you're not going to have permanent residence until November. But I do feel that you will have a residence in August. That's still an awfully long way off. Okay. And that doesn't mean, so please understand, that doesn't mean you won't go somewhere immediately, especially if it's warranted. What it means is you're not going to have a place like that you're going to feel like you can stay or be home or, okay? So this is going to happen in phases. And then by September, So they're showing June, August. So in the summer, you know, I feel that you're going to be in one place. And then I feel that at the end of the fall, you're going to be somewhere else. All right.
November then, huh?
Yeah, November until you have permanent residence. Now, what's interesting, do you live somewhere or aspire to be somewhere where there's I'm seeing a large patio outdoor, kind of outdoor seating. Now, where you are, a lot happens outdoors because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it is, but all the places don't have like big patio areas close by. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm seeing a big patio area close by. It's a place that you like to be around. And I do feel that you'll be leaving where you are right now and going there temporarily. So I don't know. It may be a temporary sublet. Okay.
Okay.
Look into that. All right.
All right.
And that's all they're really showing me, although it's clear that you are going to move. Now they're also showing you, would you understand a sundial or a dial that tells time? It looks like a sundial. Would you have a connection to a sundial, please, or someone in spirit?
Not right offhand, I don't. I'll have to write that down.
Yeah, think about that. And it looks like it's interesting. They're showing me a wristwatch and a sundial, but I do feel the sundial actually is literal. Okay? So you'll be on the lookout. Pay attention. Think about that later. And it will give us timing. All right?
All right.
And,
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller, telephone number ending in 6919. 6919. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello.
6919. Who am I
speaking? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I didn't turn your mic on. Sorry about that.
That's okay. My name's Kylie, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Kylie from Pittsburgh. You have a question, or did you want a spot reading?
I do have a question, and it's in perfect alignment with your topic.
Okay.
So I'm getting visitors, and they're coming in my dreams, which I'm completely comfortable with.
Yep.
And I'm struggling. I'm struggling with a fear of seeing them in person. So I know this sounds silly. I had these feelings years ago when I started meditating, and I worked through them, and these feelings haven't come back for years. And then I started, you know, working more with spirit and trying to communicate, and I'm taking some really great classes through Lilydale, and something's opening up, and that fear's coming back. So I guess advice on how to work through this fear of seeing, literally seeing a ghost.
You're not unusual. Okay, let me tell you.
Okay.
And myself, now I'll share an experience of my own to help you understand, because this is really what you're going to need to do. I was actually going and I was in the Maplewood Hotel in school. That's where they used to hold classes, the Fellowships of the Spirit. School of Healing and Prophecy is where I went. And we stayed in the Maplewood Hotel my first year there. And I was in one of the back rooms, room number 5. And I came to this point where first you don't know if mediumship's real or not. Is it all just psychic or is it real? So got through that, and then I'm there, and I knew there were people in the room. You could hear things, and I was afraid. I was afraid. Okay. I'm going to do this professionally, and I was afraid. I realized that I hadn't fully traced my fear, okay, which is right where you are. Okay.
This is exactly where I am, yes.
And so I said, okay, I know that spirit won't hurt me. I know that we command spirit. So I said, if you are not here for my highest and best, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ, literally what I said. And then I said, and if you're here for me, then move closer. And literally spirit sat down on my bed, and I could see the bed go down. And
wow.
So you're literally going to have to challenge that fear in the moment, face to face. That's how you get past it. So the next time it happens, invite them. Remember, you're the one in control. So you only allow those who love you very much, and ask them to move in closer. Once you have that experience and you can feel them respond in that way, you won't be afraid anymore.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Welcome. My pleasure, and good luck to you. Make sure you send me a little message when you get there. All right?
Absolutely, I will. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
For our next caller, telephone number ending in 0378, who am I talking to?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Kelly from Niagara Falls, Ontario.
Hi, Kelly from Niagara Falls.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Canadian side, yay, the good side. Only in view.
Both are good. My mother's American, so.
I wasn't really speaking about nationality. I was just speaking about the falls.
Oh, yes, the beauty.
The Canadian side of the falls is more... is different than the American side, is it like that? So
we do have the better view.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So I would appreciate a spot reading, please.
Spot reading for Kelly in Ontario, Canada. Huh. Interesting. Wow. I feel that you're interesting. Now, bear with me. I had to break this up a bit because immediately I have someone on dad's side of the family coming through, and what they're using to communicate is little soldiers, you know, the kind that you might put out for Christmas, or you're Canadian, so they may be royal mounted, you know, but figurines, and I feel they're significant. Or they had these, like the soldiers, I think they even had them in the Nutcracker, okay? I think that, and would you understand, okay, having served in the military and also may have had a literal collection of soldiers, or the family had soldier decorations that they put out. Do you understand?
In the military, yes, and it passed. And I don't remember figurines, but it would sound like something from him.
Think about that, especially like the wooden, the toy soldiers, you know, at Christmas and such, hanging around these
okay.
things, right?
Okay.
And he comes
what
through,
exactly.
And he's showing that you are cleaning up the past from someone and something. It feels like you're still going through things that you kind of are looking after or have inherited after someone passed. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that you're trying to decide what to do with what and where you're going to go from here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Take your time, dear, all you need, all the time you need. And I have a lovely lady here who comes in. She's the most loving mother figure. She feels a little on the fluffy side. I want to say she feels more like a grandmother than a mother to me. And she did have a little fluff on her. It made her just the right amount of fluff. And she comes in very loving. And she's holding her nightdress clothes like this. She was quite a modest woman. And I think she also got cold or was prone to draft, feeling draft. Okay? And she's
okay.
saying, thank you for looking after everything after us. And she's saying us plural. Does that make sense to you?
I think so. I think so. Yes.
Okay. Did you have a question about this in particular?
Well, I have been wanting to hear from my grandparents on my father's side. There is a lot of family issues that we've gone through. I guess just knowing, I don't really have a specific question. I think you answered everything in your reading. I believe it's them and they understand.
Take your time as much as you need. Don't rush into anything. That's what we're saying. All right. And know that you're very loved.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And a debt of gratitude to you. All right. All right, thank you for listening to the Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio and for calling in. Our next caller is ending in the number 2550-2550. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Donna from Utica, New York.
Hi, Donna from New York. And did you have a question or would you like
well,
to
Well, I just wanted to validate that I have had spirits sit on my bed, too. And I did have a premonition. I was stopped at a red light, and the light turned green, and a voice, a spirit in my car said, don't go, don't move. And I didn't, and this woman ran the red light on my left and would have T-boned my car had I gone through the light when it changed.
I just got chills everywhere. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, because that's
Could I have a spot reading, too?
Can you get a spot reading, too? Well, I have a lady here who actually is connecting in with the message, although you heard a male voice, didn't you? So there are two people connected to this. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have this must be a grandparent day. You have a grandma and grandpa spirit side, and I want to say one of them passed well ahead of the other. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, they both come in now, all right, because they're both there now. and giving you so much love, and they're paying out money to you. Do you understand that?
No, but it sounds good.
Was there an inheritance of a type, or did they pay for something when they were living or leave you something?
Not really.
Okay, they're showing that. So if it wasn't literally true in the past, then remember, we can't really tell the past, present, and future. So I would say money is going to come to you somehow, some way.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, because that's what he's showing me. All right? And literally,
great.
When I see dollar bills being handed, it's literal money. So, all right? And
well, my mom just passed in September, and we're settling her estate, so that may be from her. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to take that because it feels like now there's an inheritance. So she may have had something from hers. Now it gets handed to you, okay? So they're literally showing that, and they're happy. They're all very happy. It feels like we're together again, all right? So they're all happy, and it's settled. And you are free and clear. You're free and clear. There's no one really else you need to care for right now. So wonderful. Enjoy.
Right. Thank you so much, Sharon. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure and privilege. Okay, telephone number ending in 956295.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Joe Marie, and I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Joe Marie from Buffalo, New York. And did you have a question, or would you like a spot reading?
Hang on, I'm just turning my volume up here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I'm having trouble. What did I do wrong?
We can come like, or
hang on 1 second. I think I got it. Okay. I'm sorry to hold you up there. I got it.
You got it? Can you hear us?
I got it. Sorry about that.
Okay, so do you have a question, Joe Marie? Did you have a question, or did you want a thought reading?
I have probably way too many questions, so I will definitely just thought reading.
Okay, I feel like there are a number of issues, a number of things that are unsettled in your life right now, in your current everyday life. Do you understand that?
I think I do.
I think you don't live alone. You have a family that lives with you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And that everybody is not on the same page. We're not all in agreement with who's doing what and where we're all going, are we?
No.
Okay. And things are hectic. And some of it is just that they're different people with different goals. And so things are being scattered a bit. We're trying to, balance who gets what, when, where, why, all these things, because I feel that there's quite a bit of chaos in around the family right now, some that needs to be there, well, people with different schedules and people who are in different phases of their life. And you're just trying to keep everything straight and sorted and not be thrown out. And who gets left out is you.
That sounds about right.
And so you've been doing this for quite some time, and while you don't usually give it much thought, and it's interesting because the amount of sacrifice you've put in to the family and people, just the expectation without gratitude, they'll complain in a heartbeat without realizing you never got it turned.
Yes.
And so the solution that they're showing me, and I have a lady here, spirit side, tee-hee, is what she's doing. She would often laugh, chuckle under her breath.
Really?
Yeah. And
who do we think she is?
She's on mom's side of the family here. She's on mom's side of
could
the family.
Be,
comes
could
in
it
chuckle.
Be my mother?
It actually could be. She doesn't feel as old, like a grandmother. And would you understand, your mom would have been considered to be a very pretty woman in her day, because
yeah.
even
oh, yeah.
as she was still very attractive. She had,
yes.
look at her and
beautiful
you could just
skin.
See the light. Yes, yeah, see the light and the bling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely this is her. She's chuckling under her breath, and she's chuckling in reference to kind of like a payback or I told you so, or when you have a family
oh,
of your
God,
own.
That's definitely my mother.
Okay. She's being now to her credit, and she wants you to know, so also to her glory, which means she's trumping you on ego here while she's pretending not to have any. And she's enjoying
she must
the
be pretty funny. Oh, she's loving every minute of it. Is that it?
Yeah, while she's intentionally not saying I told you so. Okay, so she gets credit. All right. Which is she was. Your mom was wise, boy. She got away with absolutely everything.
Yeah, she was pretty connected spiritually too, I think.
And her reputation completely untarnished. She's laughing at me now. Because all you have to do is smile and say nothing. That's right. So take that as information as well. The next time you have an older son who's living with you, please.
I do.
She's saying, this is how you have to use these things. Smile and say nothing. All right?
That's what smile and say nothing.
Smile
yeah, I'm not so great at that.
And then do what you were going to do anyway, all right? So she's giving
okay.
you
yeah, that's definitely the probably who's not moving
yeah.
along these days.
We get it. Smile and say nothing and go ahead and do what you were going to do anyway.
Gotcha. But
if
he's going to find his way and he's going to be okay, I'm assuming.
I'm not worried about him. I just am not going to... I'm not going to set anything that I want to do aside for him. Eventually, when he gets left out enough, he'll get with the program. Okay. It's going to be for him, it's going to be for him to decide, meaning you can't force someone against their will and try to. You know, he's a bit of a stubborn child. He cops an attitude just because he doesn't want to be told what to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And so if you tell him
what
to do.
What about my other child? I have a younger child, too.
I'm seeing more go with the flow there, happy-go-lucky, mostly in their own little world, oblivious to what needs to happen in real life.
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely.
They both
everyone's wonderful. Love everyone.
Yeah. They both need things kind of charted out for them, like what you expect from them. You know, make it perfectly clear what's expected and then smile and say nothing because consequences are what will teach them. All right.
I'm trying.
Honestly, your mom's laughing. She's giggling and she's really trying to be so polite.
Because she probably did the same thing with me.
She did. And she's delighted that there's payback and what it was like for her.
Oh my God. Sounds exactly like her. And how is my father?
He is not
he is
coming
with her.
He's not coming through right now, though. So I'm aware of him, but he's not communicating right now. And that
well,
doesn't mean...
that's because my mother's talking.
Okay, so then take that as a message. He feels... he's just fine. I can tell you he's fine. Okay?
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's still as tall as ever. So he was a fairly good-sized man.
Not tall. Sometimes a little overweight, but not huge, no.
Shelly, would you understand him being the tallest male in the family?
Repeat that. You broke up a little.
Was he the tallest male in your family?
Yeah, not necessarily, no.
Okay. Because he's showing himself as being tall. So take that as information. Maybe his statues come up. His stature's come up a bit since he's crossed.
Maybe. Well, I mean, he always, I don't know, one of his, like, famous things, you see a picture of him, and he always did this
stand up tall, puff out your chest pose. And
yes, that's what he looked like, literally. That's what he looked like.
Okay.
Like standing
that's
up.
That's probably
like,
what he's talking about.
Okay. That literally.
Not necessarily actually tall in height, but just sort of standing tall.
That's what he looked like. I'm seeing.
Yeah. That's my father.
All right. He's doing just fine, but he's not saying anything. It's another wise. You don't say anything. You're taking.
Very wise. Very wise. As long as I know they're together and they're okay.
They're your mom's here and your dad's here. So yes, they're both playing their parts separately and they're still together. Yes. Because that's
wonderful.
That's hi, thank you for listening to Lil Z at Wall Talk Radio. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
For our next caller, telephone number ending in 8988. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Am I speaking with? Hi, my name is Vicki, and I'm from New York. And, or whatever I need to know is my two sons have become estranged the last 10 years. Wondering if you can give me some insights because they do have grandchildren I've not met. Most of them are little, but there's one biological that's 11, and the other ones are adopted, which are still are, but they're under the age of 4.
Okay. You get to see grandchildren independently. If you visit each of them separately, you still get to see your grandchildren, correct? That's what they're saying.
They don't want, no, they're mad at me.
They're both mad at you. Okay, got
it. Their wife kind of started things, and I've not seen any of them for 10 years. And I have cancer, so I'm not, you know, I'd like to meet my grandchildren, but I try everything I can think of, and it's definitely hurtful.
Okay, so you've never met them.
I met one grandchild, an adopted grandchild. They came here, and my son actually brought him to me. He was only like a couple months old, but that's all. And I think he brought him because his wife didn't know he was coming.
Yeah.
He kind of hides from her once in a while, or he'll text me. But I haven't heard from him in a couple of years.
You need to make peace. I'll tell you what they're giving me. Okay? And remember, I'm just relaying information that's being given. They're showing to write a letter to each of them. And what you want to do is pray for them and see them and their wives. Pray for their wives. See them all being happy and at peace. Okay? When you pray for what
I do,
you want for them. And then when there's no charge anymore, when you can feel goodwill, send them a message, tell them how you're doing, and keep in contact that way. Okay? Send them to your children, though. Don't send them to both. Right?
Send them to the both boys.
Send them to both boys, send them individually to both boys and not include their wife in the address. Yeah.
Yeah, because the one wife called me last summer and said they would like to start doing texts or FaceTiming, things like that. And then 3 hours later called back and said, forget it, we're not going to do it.
Okay. Write a kind letter. A kind letter, wishing them well, asking for nothing. That's what they're showing me. So
I've
you're
never
the
have.
Okay.
I don't even know why they're not talking. That's the problem.
And you're not going to unless you can open that door. And the way to open the door is by writing to them. Okay? Because it gives them time to digest things without being put on the spot. All right? So say you can stay in touch. You can stay in touch through writing letters and sharing things with them that way, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I do sing gifts and things like that. And just another thing, can you tell how my mom's going to be doing? Not well, I don't think, but...
I'm feeling that she's not breathing too well right now. Is that correct?
Correct. Actually, she has COPD, but she's just getting over COVID.
Yeah, she's not breathing too well.
She sleeps a lot.
She's not breathing too well, but I'm not seeing her go anywhere. All right. At least
you
not
don't
right
see her going anywhere. No.
I don't see her going anywhere right now. I just feel her not breathing well. Okay.
Yeah, we've tried that. And my dad, he's gone, so.
Okay. I don't have time to be a full reading on the radio. This is just.
Right. I know. I just, if I've been in it, hurting and don't know how to handle it, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. But,
okay, well, I appreciate your time. And
Know that you're loved by the spirit world. They are giving you advice, and they come through very loving for you. So just communicate that forward and you'll be fine. All right.
I hope so. I don't feel very loved right now. So, I appreciate the thought.
All right. Thank you for listening
much
to the radio. Thank you for calling in.
I'm glad I found you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. We have 4 minutes left and I don't know. We'll do very quick. 6821, 6821. We have 4 minutes, a little bit less. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Sharon. It's Cheryl here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. How are you?
Good.
Wanted to ask you that. Okay, wanted to tell you about a dream. Actually, it wasn't a dream, out-of-body experience. Had been praying for protection during the time before the invasion in our capital. I woke up that morning, did my meditation with that loving protection going out into the world. At 9 o'clock, I couldn't turn my head to the left or to the right, and that included driving. I said, Stevie, something is out of balance here. Something is wrong. And within 30 minutes, I said, you know, I need to go down. I need to lay down. As I laid down, I came out, and as I came out, I'm in a hallway. I can see a stairwell, and people are frantic. And whoever I connected with, she is trying to determine whether or not she's going to be safe up in that bathroom or where she can be safe. I wake up to find out that that is what is happening. And for 3 days after that, she relived that awful experience like anyone would if they had been in an accident and their car is rolling. They're just reliving it.
They are, or you are?
I was. I knew they were. I wouldn't be reliving it if they weren't.
Okay, so
I was feeling this empathically. And so you have a class or I guess a monthly something that you do with premonitions. And
Intuiting the year ahead, we do, where we look at world events. But we're going to get cut off here.
Okay.
I'm going to suggest to you that you look for classes on how to work with being an empath. It's not wise for you to be reliving this. You should be sending healing immediately and calming and soothing
your
soul.
I did. I do have a hard time cutting it off. The white bubble doesn't work. But thank you for your time, Sharon. Thank you. Much gratitude and love to you and everyone there at Lilydale. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Well, I want to thank everyone who was listening today for calling in. We'll have another show next Monday at noon. Join us again for Media Monday. In the meantime, if you're looking for classes and you'd like to learn more, check out Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and the other shows that are being hosted. And also go to lilydaleassembly.org/learn to see what classes are available to you. Again, thanks for listening. I'm Sharon Hill, and I will be back with you next Monday for another episode of Media Monday.